more and more salon owners are not profitable, not paying themselves, and unfortunately that's why more salons are closing. Moving into the new year, we're really going to see that the health, wellness and beauty becomes a microclimate of its own, like a category of its own, and it will be the sought after solution to people all around the world. In an online world where AI can do so much for us, people will start to move back to physical experiences. Only now we recognise we took for granted being fully booked 6 weeks in advance. Those days are gone. And I think now we're in a world where welcome back to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, there are three pillars, or stakeholders, if you will, that you need to get right if you want to grow a profitable and successful business that works. So today's episode, my goal is to help you make a more profitable business with more freedom, more enjoyment. And freedom means different things to different people. Of course, like freedom of mind, freedom of stress, freedom of time, freedom to be who you want to be with, when you want to be with them, how you want to be, like whatever freedom means to you. Most people want more of it. I think we can all agree on that. So we want more profit, we want more freedom, and we definitely want more confidence to be able to grow our business. So I want to look at what's been happening in the industry, a little bit of looking back at what has been, what's happened over the last year, so that probably over the last 5 years, actually, really, and looking forward into 2026, and maybe we'll just keep a side eye on what can we expect over the next 5 years. We're halfway through this decade already, and I want to look through the lens of these three pillars to really keep a sharp eye on the different pieces of the business and what needs to happen for you to be able to grow forward. So the last 5 years, well, they've been pretty chaotic to say the least, and every year has been different from the one before, and I'm sure back in the day, do I dare say that we used to look back at a decade and say, well, that decade was like this and the next decade was like that. But I now feel like every year has a different decade, so it's different and it's changing fast. And it's important to look at where we have been so we can accurately predict where we're going. And then, of course, be prepared for it. Because the one thing that COVID taught us, if nothing else, is that when we're not prepared for the unexpected, it really throws us into the wobbles. So I want to start looking through the lens of attracting and serving dream clients, of attracting, developing, and growing and leading rockstar team members, and also becoming, the third is becoming what I call a salon CEO. Become the leader, become a strategic leader in your business so you're a confident business owner. I feel like that is fair and reasonable. The first pillar, and let's kickstart with dream clients, because I think over the last year or the last 5 years, they've been the most impacted. Do you remember a day back in the day when we took for granted, only now we recognize we took for granted being fully booked 6 weeks in advance? Those days are gone. And I think now we're in a world where we're competing for discretionary spend, and clients are making decisions like, do I buy the new pair of shoes? Should I upgrade my mobile phone? Or do I have my hair done? Or do I choose to buy a package of IPL? And client visits are down, mostly impacted in 2025, but rising costs have skyrocketed. And to add insult to injury, AI is confusing the heck out of everybody. It's scaring people into what is happening. What is this confusing and changing landscape where we have to now start thinking about competing for clients? But I think the future of 2026 is that we'll start to step away from that. And the opportunity that we have is that Not all clients are created equal. Not all clients are affected by rising costs and all the doom and the doom and gloom. We can't change the world in our little corner of the world in our salon. We can't change the corner of the world, but we can choose to change and pivot given the external environment. And moving into the new year, we're really going to see that the health, wellness, and beauty becomes a microclimate of its own, like a category of its own, and it will be the sought-after solution to people all around the world. In an online world where AI can do so much for us, people will start to move back to physical experiences. They care more for our health, their health, because information is available to know what that is. Wellness becomes a priority, and I think beauty is wrapped into that category. And so in an online world, we're going to start, people are going to start feeling okay about prioritizing themselves and enjoy a little bit of luxe and not feel guilty about those luxury pleasures. People will start to budget for it. This will become the new norm. But I wanted to circle back to that comment of not all clients are created equal. And as the gap starts to emerge between the have and the have-nots, we have an opportunity to serve the clients who have and choose to prioritize health, wellness, and beauty. And I think that's the opportunity that we have lying in front of us as we step away from 2025 that has been hard and challenging, and we have this opportunity to really step into the new market that is health, wellness, and beauty. And I think that's the opportunity as we step into next year to not only prioritize that, but really lean heavily, our brand to lean heavily into that. Number two, I want to look at the second pillar, which is building and developing a rockstar team. And so if we think about the previous business model of the hair and beauty industry, is back in the day, if you wanted to raise revenue in your business, you would think, well, I need another team member. And more team meant more revenue, which meant more profit for the business owner. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. Without a really clear model for leadership and development of people, large format teams became really challenging. And a lot of owners come to me and say, I don't want to have a large team. Large team equals more problem. And so if we can't have more team members to make more revenue, I see people choosing to shrink into, I'll have a small team. I won't have my hopes and dreams too high. Because I don't want the problem. And I think that's going to hold us back, because in 1992, do I dare say, when I left my job to open my salon, I was turning over in revenue $2,500 a week. And the average stylist or therapist, I did the research last year, turns over in revenue in 2025, $2,500. That's pretty alarming to me. And so we can't afford to play the volume game, because costs have gone up, average minimum wage has gone up like 360%. I can't remember the exact number now, but like it's a massive amount. Actually, I think it's 130%. In any case, I've got a podcast further back about that. In any case, costs have risen, revenue hasn't, and so what gets squeezed is profit. And so more and more salon owners are not profitable, not paying themselves, and unfortunately that's why more salons are closing. And so in the past we've been led or managed demand by the ability to have team, and because of rising costs, now we're faced with, one, we can't find team because we can't afford to pay them enough, and people are leaving our industry to go and work at, you know, as a front of house or a receptionist because they get paid more. And I just think that's so devastating because too many salons are busy and broke, and the owner goes back on the floor to fill the gap. It just becomes messy. The business owner is on the floor generating income. They can't run and develop the business. The team member don't have leadership because the owner's on the floor, and the lack of leadership means that they don't know how to be commercially savvy and build a clientele. Too many team members are doing $2,500. The business isn't making money. The business can't afford to pay the team member. Team member gets sick of not getting paid and having no career pathway, and they leave. And then the business owner is back to being more busy because they have to now deal with the clients because the team member left. Oh, do you feel exhausted? I do. And so we go round and round the circle, and it's the busy but broke cycle. And as we start to look, as we look back at 2025 and say, fuck, that was hard, and we start to look forward into 2026, we have to pay our people better. I'm on a mission to help salon owners pay their team members $100,000 a year. But to do that, they need to be turning over $5,000, $6,000, and $7,000 a week in revenue. So if you think about this, if you had four people doing $2,500 each, you do $10,000 a week in revenue, which is about $500,000. If you had three people doing $7,000 each a week, it's more than $1 million in revenue just with three people. And so I think we need to do business in a better way. We need better clients, five-star clients, to be served by better team members, not more team members, better quality, go deeper, get paid more. And this is a way easier business model. And so we need a simple path to growth, not a complicated path to growth. But as the business owner, you need to be able to lead the team and show the team how to do that. Like, that becomes the queen move in 2026 as we start to move towards 2030. All right, the last pillar is actually called the Salon CEO. And that pillar is obviously about us, how we lead, how we show up for our business, how strategic we are, and how profitable we are. And so if we want to grow a successful and profitable business, we need to nail this pillar. And if you think back to the years that have been, where we came from, too many business owners are just winging it. Like me, when I left my apprenticeship, 6 months out of my apprenticeship, I opened my salon. I had no clue. My North Star was to do everything the opposite to the boss that I had. Bless her. I'm sure she tried. But I would watch her and go, well, I'm not going to do it like that. And I would do the opposite. I was otherwise winging it. And I was behind the chair. And I was self-made. We made the money. But at some point, we stopped growing until I went and got a mentor and learned the hard but the fast way. No, the easy but the fast way. Too many owners, if you think about 2025, are just over it. They're ready to quit. They're ready to leave. More businesses are closing still than ever. And after 5 years after the turbulence of COVID and the turbulent years every year thus far, we're exhausted. And owners are exhausted. And they're choosing to either walk away or to sell and move to another country and just work for somebody else. So that's the first challenge. We're over it and we give up. Or we become the bottleneck because of the little cycle that I ranted on about just a moment ago, which was I'm back on the floor. I can't find the team. We're busy, but I'm broke because too many of my team are doing $2,500 and I'm making all of the money. And we become the bottleneck. So if we want to make a queen move in 2026, we have to do something different. And we believe in a team-led infrastructure. systems and processes shall set you free, and that gives the power to the people to lead the team because they're really clear on their role, the system and the process. And so our goal for you in 2026 is that we build more million-dollar salons and partner with you to build a million-dollar salon, not because it sounds great, but because we want you to have a 15% profit margin. We want you to be able to pay yourself a salary of 120K a year. We want you to have 5, 6, and 7K a year team members who can earn 100K in revenue themselves, but no, in wages themselves. But to do that, you need to become a strategic, leadership-driven, confident business owner. And just like when you did your apprenticeship for your hair and beauty apprenticeship and you learned the skill of becoming a service provider, you just need to learn the skill of being a business owner. It's not terribly hard and difficult. You just need to know the steps. And so I think for those that want to not only survive in 2026, but thrive and be profitable, we just need to step into our role as a true salon CEO. And 2026 will reward the salon owners who choose to lead, like step up to become the 1%, not those that just sit in the treatment room hoping that things are magically going to become easier. Do you know? Like these moves, when we look back at the year that's been and back at the last 5 years that have impacted business this year, then we can really step into next year with clarity and confidence. And so if you want support implementing some of those things, like building a high-performing team, building out the Lean and Luxe model, really working towards your first 7K stylist or therapist, installing some CEO systems. This is exactly what we do inside of Salon Mastery, and we only work with 5 people at a time. So if you are already doing 10K a week or more, you've got a team and that you know that they can do more, that you know that they can do better, then all you need are the systems and the leadership. So let's make 2026 the year that you build the salon that you know that you were meant to lead, and not one that you are just stuck in. All right, that is a wrap for now. Till next week, ciao for now.